Alrighty, we're now joined by our race winner of the Overton's 200, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 NOS Energy Drink Toyota, and crew chief Eric Phillips. Kyle, this is your 89th career NASCAR Xfinity Series win, which is the most of all time in this series. Can you describe how it feels to get that win here at a place where you've been so successful at New Hampshire?
It's good anytime you can get to victory lane, obviously. And, you know, I've done it with a lot of different groups of guys. And so this is, you know, just the third time I've done it with this group. And actually the second time that Eric and I have done it. I started the year with a different crew chief. So, you know, times kind of change and cars change and things evolve and are different. But yet we're still able to continue to put ourselves in the right positions at the right time and get ourselves a victory lane today. So that feels good, feels strong for our team. And, you know, this is really a good momentum booster and positive for what we got coming on for the next couple weeks.
Excellent. Eric, can you talk about how that win felt for you today?
You know, we didn't have the best car all day, but the guys on pit road did an awesome job, made some good calls, I guess, and got track position and kept it and did everything right at the end. You know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot earlier in the year when I first came over here. We kept making mistakes early on, and the last 2 weeks we haven't done that, so we've been there at the end, and that's the most important thing to us.
Outstanding. With that, we'll open it up for questions, and we'll start in the back with Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Kyle, can you recall a race where you've had to deal with more variables than were out there on the track today with VHT, with modified rubber, with rain, with post-rain, with the VHT washing away, et cetera?
No, probably not. You know, now that you mention it and go through all those different ones, it certainly seems like an awful lot. And it was, you know, but I think tomorrow we're going to see a lot of that as well, too. You know, I'm sure that they'll be putting some more VHT down tonight, and they'll be respraying the racetrack and getting it prepped for tomorrow. And, you know, the modifieds took a lot of it off today. And I think it's just because their tires are so wide and they're so sticky as well already that that our radials take to it differently than the Hoosiers do. So, you know, we'll see how all that goes tomorrow. I just think the key word to everything there is just ever-changing. That's what happens here at New Hampshire. I think that, you know, the racetrack has been ever-changing, and the weather conditions were today, and the weekend has been so far with it being overcast and cloudy yesterday while we were practicing, and then misting, and then hot and sunny today. So, you know, it's all over the place. But, you know, those that adapt well tend to run well and then finish well.
More questions we'll go to Lee in the back.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Do you expect a similar thing tomorrow in the Cup race? And just listening to you guys on the radio for all the practices, every time it was like something new with the grip, you know, with the grip level up there with the VHT or PJ1, whatever we want to call it. But it just changed the dynamic, and that's my first question.
Yeah, I think it's going to continue to change. I mean, tomorrow, what to expect? I mean, if they respray it, then you're going to have a lot of grip in those same areas that we did, where we'll enter on the top side and we'll probably cut across the racetrack to the bottom side for the exit. And then as that kind of goes away, then guys will be searching around, whether you run low or whether you run in the traditional line or whether you just keep the high line going longer and try to get that slingshot off the corner, if you will, from the track compound on the exit. So it's just going to be different. You just got to be mindful of all that and thinking about all that and being ready for all of it.
And secondly, you are the best when it comes to helping young drivers. And we saw it again with Ryan Preece. And he said between the modified and working on the Xfinity car that you were extremely helpful again. Can you just talk about how impressed you were with how he maintained his composure throughout that race?
Yeah, he did a really good job. I mean, he was in a bad spot on the first lap, first corner, and you know, his spotter made him aware and got him up the racetrack a little bit in order to give room to the 21, which was really smart and probably saved his day right there, right off the bat. But from there, he just ran a good, smart race. He had a restart there before the rain came, right? No, after the rain. And, you know, he got a few positions on us there and did a really good job getting through the traffic and then was ahead of us there before that break came. And, you know, just from what I could see, just ran a smooth race and did a good job, kept his car under him. And once I got by him, you know, I passed him for the lead. But, you know, overall, I wasn't necessarily pushing very hard at the end, but he was keeping pace, and I think he wasn't pushing hard either just because of the way the race was kind of unfolding there at the end. So, you know, I think what was more impressive was just him bouncing back and forth between as much track time as he had with the modified to deal with and then getting in the Xfinity car and back and forth. So, you know, a 15-minute scuff session and then being in a Xfinity car qualifying and then something else with a modified and then back to the Xfinity car for the race and then, or the modified race and then the Xfinity race, you know, so he was all over.
Any additional questions for our race winning team here this evening? What? Here and here?
Hi, Kyle. Brett Corbett from theskyboat.com. Everyone's mentioned your success here, and you mentioned how it's been ever-changing over the years. What do you attribute to your success here in the six victories?
I think it's just adaptation, you know, being able to adapt to the different things that that have come along here. You know, we raced on the same tire for a long time, and then that tire was changed a few years ago, and we've been on it the same compound now the last couple years. So that's one thing. And then when I came here and tested, the track's entirely different and the bumps are entirely different than what they were here during the test and then this weekend. I don't know if why. It's got to be just the aggregate or whatever underneath the racetrack that just kind of moves when it's cold, when it's hot, and it just kind of goes up, it goes down. So, you know, it's just a lot different all the time here. So cars are ever-changing, you know, things like that. So it's just all about adapting and being ready for anything and yet still being able to be mindful of what's gotten you that success here and being able to run those lines and be able to work traffic the way you do.
And we'll end here right in the middle.
Tim Kurt, WOKQ. Kyle, besides the racing, what's your favorite part about being in New Hampshire?
I've got some friends up here that you know, are from Maine, and those guys and helped me out a lot in the last few, not the last few years, but years ago when I first came up here for the first time to run the Oxford 250, and just been friends with those guys ever since. It's a great group of people, and really enjoy them. And of course, just being able to come to the New Hampshire area, it's nice up here typically. There's a little bit of rain sometimes we got to deal with here, but overall, always enjoy anytime I can get some lobster and being able to hang out with some friends. So it's all good.
Kyle, Eric, congratulations on the win. Kyle, good luck.
Thank you.